This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Fan Morning Show. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
Hello to you, Ron, and good morning, everybody, on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Perhaps you have the day off. Maybe you're on your way into work. Who knows? Nonetheless, you're listening to us. 412-928-9370 is that number. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Chris Mack's got the week off. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. We dive right into the Pittsburgh Penguins, who got their first win of the season yesterday. Mr. Jim Colony was there. But first, Mike Sullivan talked about this goaltender situation. That's not the only situation with the Pittsburgh Penguins, but it is one of them. As Casey DeSmith got the win, Tristan Jarry, he has been sent to the bench. DeSmith makes 20 saves. Sully on the whole deal.
Well, we just thought it was the best decision for the group for this game. You know, I've had a couple of conversations with Tristan. I think it's going to give Tristan an opportunity to reset his mindset, get a couple of workouts with Buck, our goalie coach, and I think that will be good for Tristan. And it was we felt the best decision for our team today. So we'll take each game as it comes, and we'll try to make those decisions as best we can.
Look, Jim, there's not a goaltender controversy. Tristan Jarry is the number one goaltender. But what there is for me is a 56-game season, and there's more of an importance on winning in the now than there's ever been. You have to win now. There's only four teams that get to the playoffs, and let's not forget that Philadelphia is pretty darn good. But all that being said, you can't worry about righting the ship, or you can't worry about individual performance that's not up to speed. You got to win now. You got to put your best guys in the best positions to win now, and you got to play your best team tomorrow, that is Tuesday, against Washington in the second leg, that give you the opportunity to win. So that being said, I jumble that all up into one big ball, Jim, and I say you play DeSmith until DeSmith proves that he shouldn't play. Feelings aside, number one designations aside, all that kind of stuff, this doesn't seem like all that difficult of an equation here. DeSmith plays until, well, DeSmith doesn't play.
Yeah, he looked – that first goal was not a good one yesterday. Of course, you know, with all the Jarry goals that had scored against him, he didn't get a whole lot of help either. But still, that wasn't a good sign. But after that, he was really good.
Yes.
And he was –
till the very end. I mean, until the very end, till the final buzzer, too, before
yes.
the overtime, he had to make a save.
Yeah, I mean, then, you know, you start out a shootout against, Mr. Shootout, T.J. Oshie. Remember, Bylsma kept sending him out in the Olympics
yes.
because – in those shootouts, you could keep using the same guy. And, you know, once Jarry stopped him, I think that did a lot for his confidence.
DeSmith.
But anyway.
DeSmith.
Oh, you're right. DeSmith. Mm-hmm. How could I forget? UNH, baby.
Yeah.
But he played well enough. So why not? The other guys, you know, they need to play better. Certainly the stars, starting with their two stars, they need to be better. But you may as well leave him in there. And, you know, what we don't know is when Mike Sullivan says, you know, we'll give Tristan some time off to work with Buck, to work with Mike Buckley, the goaltending coach. You know, how much time is that? Does that mean, you know, he worked with him, you know, yesterday and the day before, and he's going to work with him again today, and then he's going to come out and start tomorrow? I don't know, but I agree with you. I'd kind of let DeSmith go out there and play again. He played well after relieving Jarry, in the second game, too.
He's played well enough to keep earning the opportunity. Other guys that have played well enough to keep earning opportunities are McCann, Jankowski, and Tanev. They have been good. Obviously, Sid was good. Gensel was good. I thought that Pettersson had played his best game for sure. And then they mix up the decor, and Ruido and Ricola are in there, and they're going to play, one would think. But what McCann, Jankowski, and Tanev have given, the energy that Tanev has given, the skill that I didn't necessarily know Jankowski possessed, and then McCann has been solid. But Tanev is that guy, Jim. Tanev's the guy that, from the energy to playing the whole rink to doing everything, all the little stuff, it seems like the value in Tanev that was questioned when he came over here, they're getting every bit of that dollar for Tanev, and I love it.
Oh, he's fun to watch. And, you know, I thought yesterday, now I didn't see the picture that you could get on TV, but from what I could see above, I thought McCann was actually, he was doing a lot of Tanev kind of things with that line yesterday. And they had nothing to show for it offensively. I think Jankowski had a good chance that was snuffed. McCann had a couple chances. But yeah, that they're doing exactly what you need a third line to do.
And they've maybe become the second line because Gino needs to get it in gear. And what we've seen from that second line, Jim, there were spans yesterday where Rust would make up so much real estate and go get the puck and be faster and more fleet of foot. And I thought Zucker's skill was very good at times yesterday where he'd stop, he'd deliver a pass. And it was kind of like if you watched that game and got dropped out of a spaceship and hadn't watched hockey in a while, you'd go, why is that guy wearing 71 slowing down 16 and 17? I hate to say that. It kind of felt like he was dragging that line down and has been. Maybe his legs aren't underneath him. Perhaps he's not back from the injury. But it felt like 16 and 17 were kind of waiting on Gino to get up to their level.
Well, the thing is that this is exactly what we had seen after they resumed play last summer, where in training camp, that Malkin looked great. And in this training camp, Malkin looked great. And he hasn't so far. Now, we'll see if, because he had no shots, period. Mm-hmm. Forget about taking shots and missing the net or having them blocked. He had zero shots until midway through the second period yesterday when he forced a takeaway along the boards and then finally went in and had a shot. Now, is that a positive sign? I don't know, because twice he could have won the game in overtime. Where he kind of broke in, not pure breakaways, but he broke in and had shots and failed to score, and then of course he was also stopped in the shootout. So you know, will his confidence regress because of scoring chances that he failed to bury? I don't know. I guess we'll find out tomorrow night. But it's not like you're going to bench him,
no,
because you can't do that. One thing I thought of is, and I've seen these suggestions before. When the injuries happened and Gensel ended up on the line with Rust and Malkin, that could you do that and put Gensel with Malkin's line, put Zucker with Crosby, and then presumably Kapanen starting maybe as early as tomorrow? You know, that's an option that they could try.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, but it's quite clear that Malkin does not have his legs underneath him as of yet. Little more hockey talk. We dive in full board of football. There's lots to get into. Ed Bouchette at 7 o'clock. Jim was in the press box yesterday, so you missed this. I'll tell you what was a bright spot, a gigantic bright spot, Jim, for everybody who was not at the game, and there were very few people at the game. You were one of them. I thought I came away and I said, I love this. I love this, as I was watching the Penguins game. I'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.